Hey.
I'm doing so good. How are you?
I'm so good.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, loves.
It is BOGO week.
Oh my gosh, it's totally BOGO week. Are we live on Facebook yet or just going
Getting
there?
there. Just
Okay.
getting there, yeah.
We're just making it happen.
That's right.
Well, I want to let us when we go, I want to before we talk about this, I want to hear all about leadership, but I want to make sure we get to include all of our friends in that conversation. So
Sure.
I'm excited to hear about that. Oh, let me turn my sound off. My little cellular device. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Good morning. Everyone's starting. Hi, Shelly. Anyone else that's here? Shelly, just so you know, Lovey, you shared that just to panelists. If you're here with us live on Zoom, if you want to share something in the chat box, we love to hear it. If you want to share it to all attendees, that's great. Hello and good morning. Looks like we're live on Facebook as well. Hi, Facebook friends. We're so excited that you're here with us. So, Andy, are we asking? It sounds like maybe you're asking from individuals what they're using today, what's on their doTERRA docket. See that alliteration in there?
I see what you did there.
See what we're doing there?
I like it. I don't know about you, but I'm on the adaptive train still. Just life keeps throwing stuff at us, and we got to keep adapting. And that oil is
That's so good. Let's talk about that. What oils are you using right now and what's up for you? Can I share a new blend that I was playing like chemist in my diffuser lab recently, a couple of days
Yeah.
ago. So I one of my go-to diffuser blends is like one or two drops geranium. You don't need a lot of geranium. It's really potent, as you know, if you've used it. But geranium is so emotionally in the emotions work about like the heart and healing the heart, opening the heart. And then I often pair that with citrus bliss, right? You guys, that's like a bomb, good, amazing combo. Citrus bliss, little geranium. Well, I was feeling like there was some energy up that I wanted to move, right? And just have a cleansing. Anyone else feeling the cleansing vibe right now, right? You know how it's like sometimes spring cleaning our physical space, our bodies, our emotions. Anyone else like feeling that strongly?
Totally.
That is, if you were to say, Tiff, you know, what's one of the things up for you? Literally, I had a podcast go live yesterday called Letting Go. And then today in my morning devotional, I read from a devotional daily book called Jesus Calling. And the message, it was right out, let out with the same thing. It's time to let go and release. So this message is on like repeat. So anyway, in my diffuser blend the other day, I had geranium and citrus bliss. And then I added a drop of purify, you know, because that always feels like a good cleanser. And then I think it was a drop or two of lemon. Right, also very cleansing. And then I added one drop of Melissa because it's such like an activator. You guys, that diffusing blend, number one, smelled so good, but I even felt like, you know, everything has an energy to it. And that bottle of Melissa is like, what do you call that, Andy? Like the bottle of light or something?
Totally. It is just power in a bottle.
Yeah, power in a bottle. And sometimes I'll put it on my third eye. You know, right here, your crown or, you know, third eye type thought process or a drop on the back of my neck. It's just like when I'm saying, I want the light to return. So it just was such a cleansing blend, you guys. And it was just something, again, I didn't read it somewhere. I just was that intuitive. But again, it was like a drop of purify, a few drops of lemon, drop or two geranium, citrus bliss, and a drop of Melissa. Now I know that's a lot of oils in one diffusing blend, but sometimes I'm oil drop generous is how it works for me, you know. So anyway, that's just something I've been using. I sometimes will put geranium right on my heart too, again, because it's a great heart cleanser and heart opener. That might be something that you're loving too.
Wow. All those oils sound just so like high vibe notes and citrusy too. Like they all like purified. What's I don't know. There's just kind of this, yeah, clear
Yeah.
up and bring in the new.
Yes.
So
So I want to talk about leadership in just a minute, but while we're on this thought, again, for some of you, I just would love for you to ask, write down this question of like, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to release? What do I need to clean out? And that might be, you know, there's both the physical and the internal or the spiritual. And so for some of you, you might be saying, like, I cleaned out over the weekend a closet and it felt so good to get it organized, my linen closet, but then it's got my oil stash in there and then like extra products. It's a large closet that just kind of holds a combination of supplies to towels and linens. And that space got totally cleansed and it feels amazing. But maybe it's, you know, again, your closet or your fridge or pantry or your inbox or maybe your car, the inside of your car needs some support. But it might be physical, but also looking at emotionally, like what limiting beliefs or a grudge or negativity do I need to clean out? Or maybe you need to clean out your social media. You know what I'm saying? Like there's times I'll go through and house clean there and let go of accounts that no longer currently align or resonate or just clean it up or whatever that might look like for you. Sometimes again, it's emotional. Sometimes it's spiritual, but we are in this week over the weekend crossed into, you know, the spring season officially and into a new beginning and new season. And I just think we get that vibe of spring cleaning, right? Some of you are saying, yes, Shelly and Becca and Cindy, you know, you're saying, gosh, I'm feeling this too. Anyone else feeling the need to cleanse? And maybe again, you're going through a physical cleanse with your body and doing some juicing or, you know, utilizing some of the products to help with cleansing. But I just would love if there's something that you want to share around this that's up for you, whether you want to speak it live in a bit or you want to just put it in the chat box or the comments, is what are you feeling drawn to yourself that you're wanting to cleanse or let go of? You know, what's kind of percolating for you right now? So anyway, that's the thought that's up for me, but I would love to hear about leadership, your thoughts about that too. Andy, I'd love for you to lead us on that. Like, how was it and what stood out to you? And
yeah,
I love that Camille says leadership was very energetically cleansing. So it sounds like this vibe is kind of surfacing a bit.
A to the man. Well, maybe I'll just share a couple of my highlights, but I'd love to have everyone chime in the chat and the comments about what your top takeaways were. It felt like a spiritual revival. Dave Sterling got up and he shared the really intimate process that he and his wife use to call down blessings from heaven. It's this process of just consecrating their lives, consecrating their desires, praying first of all to know what goals they should choose and align with. And then once there's alignment there, then they actually choose to make a sacrifice. And it might be a sacrifice of time. It might be financial. It could be any number of different types of sacrifice. But this is the process that he used when he started doTERRA. Like, he is our, you know, godfather of the company. And he led out with this process. I don't think he's ever shared that from the stage before. We've heard him talk about it in smaller settings, but from the big stage, he shared this process. So if you didn't catch that, I highly recommend that you go back and watch that. In fact, I believe I've got one of the quotes in a screenshot here. Let me see if I've still got that. Oh, heck. I thought Natalie texted over yesterday. I'll look for that. But again, just so many good things. There was also a leader, Heather from New York, who just shared her journey. I think she's a 2.0 founder. And she just shared how she's made God part of every step of that journey and how her and her team pray over everything. Like, we need this much volume in this leg this month. God, you know, give your blessing and give your, and she was so good. If you didn't catch those two sessions, I mean, those were definitely my two favorites. And so go back and take a listen. But yeah, I'd love to hear from everybody else. What were your top takeaways and what were the feelings? Mary's asking if that was shared on a table chat. No, that was in a main session. So that was not a breakout. Both of those were in the big group.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Andy. And I love that, you know, and again, we hold space and respect what anyone believes in terms of spiritual beliefs, and whether you say God or universe or source or heaven, but there is legit a divine power. And when we partner with it, it is everything, right? And I just love that reminder is, again, whether it's prayer, meditation, if it's intention setting. I've been recently re-listening to a book, you know this book, Andy, and you and I and Natalie and I have talked about this book many times over the years, a book by Florence Shin called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And I was listening to it on YouTube. You guys go find it on YouTube. Someone is reading the book if you want, or you can order it. It's a smaller book, but she's talking about powerful metaphysics, right? What we also might call law of attraction, but she's quoting throughout it scriptures from the Old and New Testament about spiritual law and activating spiritual laws in your life, that truly when we get in the zone and flow of service, right? And saying, gosh, I want to be of service. I want to be and bring that kind of light and that kind of love and intention and just asking. And it's just similar, like you were saying, between what was her name? Heather?
Yeah. I think it was Heather Reed. I'll have to double check that, but it was okay. Certainly her.
So from between Heather and then David Sterling and just different ways of, and I just invite you all to ask yourself that similar is like, what spiritually grounds me? What spiritually activates me? What are the things for some of you might say going for a run or doing yoga or Bible study or prayer, you know, fasting. I attended a service on Sunday at a church and they were talking about the power of fasting as a spiritual principle, not just as something we sometimes think, gosh, fasting means I go without food, you know, and we focus on that, which that's part of it, but it's more about a spiritual invitation into our lives and opening us up to, you know, that communication and that guidance and so forth as a way that we, you know, that self-mastery and an opening. So there's just been some beautiful things shared recently. So thank you for sharing that as well. And again, I don't have it's not an agenda to say, hey, you got to believe exactly what I believe. It's just knowing there are spiritual laws and spiritual truths that when we're activating them, they do have a power in our lives. And so asking of yourself, maybe even asking, what am I drawn to right now spiritually? And whether you're saying, I want more quiet time or time to journal or read, pray, or I really want to, you know, get powerful in my prayer and call God or spirit or source into my business, into my life, into my marriage, as they were modeling. So thank you for just bringing literally some church into this today. That's so powerful.
Well, I did find that quote too.
Yeah.
I can share my screen. So Dave Sterling said, a single act of self-denial, a sacrifice with the inclination to do, is worth more than all the burning feelings, the noble thoughts, the passionate prayers with which slothful men do satisfy themselves. So this is back to his idea that once you have committed to a goal, once you've felt inspired, then sacrifice is a crucial part. It is the next step. And so like you were saying, Tiff, maybe it's fasting. Maybe it's, you know, going without chocolate, like whatever that big sacrifice is. For him, he made a sacrifice of time where he was going to a house of worship daily for a few months. And this is the soil that doTERRA was founded in and launched in such a huge, successful way. So just love that concept and that that power that he shared.
It's so, so good. It's so rich. And coming back to, this pastor again on Sunday, he gave this great message. There was one statement he said, and he was quoting a scripture in the Old Testament about, I think it's Jeremiah 6. And 6:16, and talking about coming back to ancient paths. But he said this statement because fasting, right, invites this sacredness. It's a form of sacrifice or denying of ourselves. And you can fast from all kinds of things, or the concept of Lent, right? What we give up to invite more. And that's exactly when you're showing that quote from David Sterling is again, that willingness. But he said this statement that I just bolded in my notes. He said, we are distracting ourselves into a spiritual oblivion. You guys think about that. And I thought, gosh, how many times, like from distractions and lots of many good things or busy things and so forth, but really coming back to some of those spiritual principles again, that are so nourishing. And whether that, I think one thought it's not new, but I'm renewed in the last while. And some of it has to do with our trip that we took to Mexico and, mm-hmm. and beyond that too, but really thinking about the reminder that service really is like healing balm for the soul. It's nourishment and it gives our lives so much purpose. And that's what I love for us just to have a heartbeat of. That isn't, again, new for us because we've regularly talked about make your sales, make your business, make your contacting, your mentoring about service coming from the place of, you know, we want to be of service. We want to add value is such a potent way to have success, but it really is so nourishing. I've just been thinking a lot about that. It's also one of the ways that we get out of the funk. Have you noticed that? Right. When you think like, what are my get out of the funk strategies? And you mentioned chocolate can help, you know, and certain oils help. They really do. But one of those spiritual tools for sure is like focus on someone else and their needs. Go serve someone else, make calls, reach out, you know, bake cookies, you know, do something kind for other people. Man, it's just such a potent principle that helps shift my own mindset. Right? Because our mood, write this for me in your notes somewhere, your mood follows your mindset. And so sometimes it's like, it's then, well, how do I influence my mood? Well, definitely, you know, what we're eating, our supplements, our environments, what we're diffusing, you know, we've mentioned a lot of that today, but especially too, it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go serve someone else. I'm going to focus on that, how powerful that is.
Amen. We've had some great shares on Facebook that I've posted in here. Feel free to read through those.
Yeah, but there's some great gems.
Tiff, before we jump into some coaching, I was wondering if I could get some coaching from you.
Oh boy, I feel, okay, Andy, here we go, you bet.
So if I were someone who was looking for the best churro in town, but I also wanted to support a good cause, what coaching mm-hmm. would you have for me?
Yes. So how many of you are based here in Utah or nearby? How many of you are in Salt Lake City, Utah County, Logan, maybe the border of Idaho, border of Nevada, whatnot? We're hosting. So Andy and I, we mentioned, talked about this last week. We recently did a service trip together to an orphanage in Mexico and fell madly in love with some cutest little kiddos. I mean, you guys, like big time. Their adoption process though, because some people have reached out privately and asked, like, we did have a couple on the trip do a lot of research last week and met with a lot of immigration attorneys, and they had conversations with adoption attorneys, and there's a ton of red tape, right, to adopt internationally right now. And some of that's healthy, right? Some of it definitely leads a little too lengthy, but anyway, the point is these kiddos we totally fell in love with. They're doing a fundraiser this week to support them. Andy and I have been there. We've been on the ground. We know that this group is legit. Their resources are being used for good. So we're having a churro party. Our friend, one of our friends that attended the trip is a friend of ours, Scott Porter, and he owns here in Utah an incredible like artisan churro company. They have stuffed churros. Imagine that, a stuffed churro. It's like you have Nutella in the inside of a baked fried good, right? Or like, you know, cream and, you know, cinnamon flavor and dulce de leche and all these flavors. He has this incredible artisan churro company called San Diablo Churros. And Friday night, it's totally free, family friendly. We're going to do a pinata at 7 for the kiddos. We're doing a gathering from 5 to 9 p.m. And you can find it on my Facebook wall. There's an invite there. Or you can just look up San Diablo Churros because it's there. It's in Murray here in Utah. And it's totally free. And for a small donation, you can help support A Child's Hope is our group and that we're representing, and then get a bunch of churros for you and the kids. You can even, he has this fun thing where you can order a churro kit a DIY churro maker that you can make churros at home with your kiddos.
Just ordered mine.
You just ordered yours. So oh. You've got that coming. And there's some different, again, donation levels that if you want to support, and it will all go to A Child's Hope. So if you want to come out, if you're here local, come join us, right? We'd love to have you. We'd love, bring your family, bring your friends, and, you know, love to support. If you're not able to support or come out live because you're not in state and you'd like to support this group, we would love for you to do that. The link to do so, to donate, we're on a very specific team right now. And the link is, give me 2 seconds. I will find it. It's in my thread right here.
And I posted the link to the event
in, oh,
the,
good.
In the chat, in the comments.
Yes. So you can find that too. The link for A Child's Hope Foundation for our specific team, because we're on the blue team, right? They're doing this fun March Madness, orange, green, and blue. You want to go blue. We are, go to achildshopefoundation.org/blue. And that is our thread. Yeah, /blue is if you'd like to donate at any level. They support about 350 children across a few orphanages in Mexico. And it's incredible what they're up to in the world. So if that's something you're like, again, you're like, well, we're talking about service, right? Is one of the ways. If you're saying, gosh, I could donate $20 or I could do $2,000 or anywhere you're at, that would be an awesome support if that speaks to you. But yeah, we're going to be having a fun churro party, my friends. So if you want to come out to it, feel free to do so. We'd love to have you. Or again, if you want to jump online and support that way, that's great too.
And I believe these are therapeutic grade churros, aren't they?
Therapeutic grade churros. I don't know if we can stretch the marketing that far, but therapeutic grade in the fact they're going to make you feel real
emotionally,
good. Emotionally,
emotionally therapeutic.
I mean, you know, some people, you know, it's like our emotional support animals, which I have a pup that helps with that. These are emotionally supportive churros.
I love it.
Yeah.
I can stand behind that 100%.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me of that. Cause I think, gosh, I'm so excited for that. And, we're looking forward to that coming up Friday.
Love it. Well, should we jump to some coaching today?
Yeah, let's do it. What, did any of those comments you just posted there, they have questions woven into them?
Somebody asked who the spiritual oblivion quote was by. You said it was a speaker on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a pastor. His name is Jason. And I've just visited the church. So I'm sorry, I don't have his last name, but I will find it while we're talking. But it was his quote that he was talking about in his sermon on Sunday.
When in doubt, you just attribute it to Mark Twain, I believe. So,
yeah, or Abraham Lincoln. I think Abraham Lincoln said it.
I think he said everything, all the words.
Like Abraham Lincoln was like, you know, the internet's going to revolutionize the world. Abraham Lincoln. It's like, what? How's that possible? Okay. Yeah, I'll find his name though from that church.
So raise your hand if you'd like to come on live, and we'd love to support you. Brainstorm ideas or just talk about what's coming up for you in your doTERRA journey. Or you can post your comment or question in the chat or comments. So was there another question?
Oh, I want to hear about leadership more. If people want to share, because I wasn't able to plug into that, I'd love to hear, like, what was a gem you heard at leadership that you'd like to share with us, or therefore we can expand upon, like, some of the themes that were showing up for you.
Pari is asking if there's a way to receive the leadership recording. I know that if you did register, you can get access to the recording this week. Does anybody know though, if it's too late to register? I would guess that it's still open, but I don't know that for sure.
Do they get the recording sent, Andy? Is that what it is?
Yeah, if they already registered. I assume that doTERRA would leave it open
for people
to register still.
The other thing we haven't really talked about yet, I mean, we mentioned it briefly, but there's so much richness happening today. It kind of got breezed over. Can we talk about that BOGO box?
Oh my goodness.
Did you guys see what was in the BOGO box? That was, if, I don't know how y'all feel about, what was your favorite thing that's in that BOGO box? Because I don't know if I've converted you guys yet to my glow blend. Andy got to see it in person. He and Eliza's daughter.
Holding my own two hands.
I mean, blue, there we go. Shelly's onto it. Blue Tansy, you guys, is in that box. And so that is a skincare dream.
Mm-hmm.
Just that oil alone, but let alone like the citrus bloom is in there, which is a gem. And isn't there a beautiful blend in there too?
Yep. Along with some other classics, Breathe, Balance, Lavender Lemon. Like it's a box of goodness.
Yeah. Oh, Janice, good. Janice made, and she's loving the glow blend. You see that raving testimonial? I don't even get paid for this. I'm not even sponsored by doTERRA or the glow blend. I wish I was. Shouldn't I be sponsored by doTERRA? I mean, like, I just love their products. Yeah, but seriously, I don't know if you guys caught that, but I was like, there's Blue Tansy in that box. Blue Tansy. Dr. Christine says, please repost the glow blend. I'll pay you. Oh, this is good. This is good. She wants to sponsor me, right? Maybe.
Wow, we just got our first sponsor.
Yes, I still think too, celery juice, doTERRA, peanut butter cups. Those three brands should sponsor me because I give them so much free love all the time, guys.
I thought you were giving the glow blend, so I was starting to type that in. Celery juice.
Well, I'm going to give you the glow blend. I am. Here it comes.
I'm glad that's not the glow blend. Okay.
Right. The glow blend. Oh, peanut butter cups and celery. That helps with the glow.
Okay.
Here's the essential oil glow blend. And here's what I did is you're going to need yarrow palm for the blend anyway. So as Andy saw, I just took a yarrow palm bottle, right? The dropper bottle. And once I'd used that, I used this for where I, you know, have this whole concoction stored. And then I just made a label and put glowing on it because I just wanted to. I didn't need to, but I wanted to. You don't need the label. It's not essential for the blend, to be clear. Okay. Are you guys ready for this? Shelly's saying, if I work for doTERRA, I hear you get a pretty good oil stipend every month. I know, but I don't do well with having to clock in anywhere. I'm just not. I don't think I can do it. Okay. Anyway, here's what's in the glow blend. It's yarrow palm, and I probably have 20 drops. Again, there's not an exactness on the oils dropped in there, but it's about, I'd say 20 drops yarrow palm, 20 drops frankincense. I then drop probably 10 drops of copaiba. And then there's probably 3 or 4 drops of blue tansy. We go light on the blue tansy, otherwise it turns you into a smurf, and it's a really potent oil, right? Because it's really blue. And I love how that stuff smells. I sometimes add rose. I don't always add rose, but I always add rose on my skin because I use the rose blend first on my skin. So you see, I'm getting rose in there. But you could put rose directly into this blend too. Rose touch or rose, if you potency, go with the rose, you know, direct rose bottle. But what I do is I just roll the rose blend on my skin first. Then I put like 2 or 3 drops of this concoction. And then I used rose hip oil. And there's an organic blend. We've shared it here before. I can find it in my Amazon history. But I really, really love this. And I top off that yarrow palm bottle with the rose hip oil. And then that whole little concoction. So again, it's blue tansy, frank, copaiba, and yarrow palm. Goes on the skin. Yeah. Andy's got it.
Did we get that close, right?
Yeah, but I do think rose is really good. But again, you've heard me share this before. I just like to put the rose touch on, but I put it under my eyes and I say, I see love today, right? And then I put it on my third eye and up through my forehead and say, I think loving thoughts. And then around my lips, I just say, I speak loving words. And then on my lymph system right here, I do a swipe each lymph node with rose as well and just say, I am love. And so I do the rose first, goes on my skin very first after I wash my face. And then I put the yarrow on it too.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I need to put this on a meme, like a quote card or something, and like sell this thing.
That's or the vibe support I'm getting. It,
you know?
I think so.
Yeah. Julie's asking about the BOGO box. Is it still available, Andy?
Last I heard, they haven't sold out. So I know they're selling until they sell out. There's not like a time.
Yeah. Fact. Can you buy more than one?
gosh, these are great questions. I should.
Because I don't know myself. I'm curious. Does anyone know if you can get more than one?
Dr. Christine says 5.
Okay, 5 is your limit.
That's a really generous limit.
That is a generous limit. That's a lot of oils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Ooh, I love Andrea says put, you know, the rose oil onto your heart as well and say, I feel love, right? Mm-hmm. You can even say, I receive it. I receive and give love. So good. So there's the Glow Blend, friends. I'm a fan. My skin loves it.
And your skin.
Especially, we live in the desert. I don't know if you forgot that. We forget it sometimes, but we live in the desert state.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Okay, Janet has a great question. I wonder, Janet, would you be willing to come on live with us? Really great question.
Can I ask one thing too, if anyone, while Janet's coming on in the chat box or comments, has anyone tried the yarrow palm capsules that you take internally too? And have you noticed a difference? Because I haven't tried that yet. And I would be curious to hear from those of you, if you've tried it, what your thoughts are about it.
Sure, I'm online. Sorry, I had to find my mute button. I'm on my phone.
You're just great. Fine. Welcome, Janet.
Thank you. I'm kind of torn between how aggressive to be on my personal media to invite people and you know, get new builders. I know there's, you know, a few rules and things, and I just don't want to like overtake and over, but I just would really like individuals that are interested in the oils to take advantage of this week. And I feel like I'm not getting enough responses with my media. So how can I do a better job at that? I know you're good at this.
Well, Tiffany, it's amazing. And you've spoke to this before. What have you found is the best way to engage with your social media?
Myself?
Well, yeah. And Tiffany too, like Tiffany.
Yeah, I need, you know, I get people saying to me kind of, oh, I like what you've been posting, but not on the posts. It's like everybody's afraid to. So I've just got to get better at this. This is got to be a way for me to. And I've kind of been shying away from speaking personally in there. And I know I should do that more, but give me your clues.
Yeah. Well, Janet, thanks for joining us. Where are you based in, love?
South Jordan.
Okay. You're local. We want you to come to churro night. Come eat a churro. That'll help.
I would love to. I'll do that. I heard your programs are amazing.
Yeah, come join us and we'll have some churros and support some cute kiddos. And it'll be fun to meet you face to face. So tell me just a little bit of backdrop. How long have you been with doTERRA?
I've been with, for the probably the last 6 to 8 months, I started using the Lifelong Vitality, and I think my immune system and my gut was really keeping my brain from working. And then when I used it, I had this amazing reaction. And so I, even though I'm retired, I've been feverishly sharing and I kind of got the doTERRA dream from the Goddards, as you know. So
mm-hmm. They're such good dream givers.
They are.
Yeah. So I love thinking about social media. How many of you know that this is something you want to improve upon, or how you're sharing and engaging and so forth? Does this have a resonance for the rest of you? And we could literally be here and do a full hour training just on this, and we won't, but let's do a few gems that you can run with. And I think about, you know, think about social media. There are these incredible free platforms, right? And I'm grateful for that. And we can sometimes be intimidated by them, of course, and what we're sharing, how we're sharing, how frequently we're sharing, what we're sharing. But I invite you to just know one foundational truth first and foremost, and that is this: Your self-worth does not live on the internet. Please write that down. That's really important. I'm not trying to be just playful and, you know, and take lighthearted your question. We're going to talk strategically, but I do think foundationally, where sometimes people get lost in social media or why it becomes a source of stress is I want this to be a form of joy for you. And it needs to be more influential and effective, because where we sometimes take it so seriously and how much engagement's happening. And, you know, I posted something recently that says 1 million likes will never be enough if you don't like yourself. And so sometimes we're like anything in life, we can put our self-worth that we're hustling our self-worth or wanting approval or validation, or I'm effective at something or not effective at something based on how many likes. Like, let me ask you that. How many likes is enough? Right? Like, is there a number? Because sometimes it's this feeling that we're thinking about. So think about and just see social medias. How cool is it that in 2021, we have several free outlets for connecting of relationship, which is how I want you all to see social media, is a doorway to connection. That connections can start online, and that we move to conversations and doing a one-on-one and meeting by phone or in person, to coming out to a class or an online webinar. Is there's a lot of ways that we can create connection. But social media is dominantly, you see, one of two things happening. It's used for education or entertainment. And so with your business and where you've been involved for about 8 months, which is awesome, is some of it's you're just educating your following and educating your connections about what you're up to, and to choose to utilize your social media for that purpose. Not every post, of course, but educating and how you're using the oils and images. We know that images get the most engagement, and that's what you're after on social media, is we want more engagement. And to, like you're saying, sometimes they're telling you things in person versus engaging it right there on the post. That I would take that as an awesome sign of like, cool, people are seeing it. It's impacting them enough to bring it up. So I know maybe you'd want to see it more there on the post, and some of that will happen. But to create engagement, we know that images have the most engagement, right? Whether you're on any social media platform, is we're visual creatures as humans. And there's several services that are out there that I'm aware of within doTERRA that can provide for you, you know, images and content and so forth. Can we list some of those? Because Andy, what's, doesn't doTERRA itself have a service like that? I know there's One Drop Designs. I know there's others like that that can help support people with their content so they don't have to go create it all.
It's called doTERRA Social.
doTERRA Social is one. Yeah. One Drop Designs is another. Is there another one out there too?
I'm not having trouble finding, you know, lots of images to do. I'm having trouble being able, I've created a click funnel. So now I've got to be able to use the social media to talk about those, you know, three important legs. And like, you know, mine is on getting better mental clarity. So talk about, you know, the nutritional health. And so I've got to kind of come up with these ways to bring individuals that are interested in what I'm speaking about, you know, into my world. And I don't know if I should do that on my public feed or how I should manage that. I don't really have anybody helping me manage that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've done a lot of research. You're doing good things. Your personal pages are going to have a lot more engagement than a business page. So sometimes I get asked that, should I have a business page or a personal page? Business pages, say on Facebook, they get such little organic traction. You can pay to get, you know, to produce a more visible post, but that's, you know, like a sponsored post, something like that. But your personal pages, I would think about, how do I create more engagement? One of the ways you do that is through what you're asking. So I'd ask more questions. I'd ask people to say, you know, what's your biggest need right now? Is it stress management? Is it sleep quality? Is it digestive issues? And create a poll. Or you can say, hey, you know, ask them questions even as simple as, have you tried essential oils? Or what's your favorite essential oil blend or favorite essential oil? Or, you know, you could ask questions about like, how have you personally treated your own stress or anxiety? Like, what are some of your go-to strategies when you ask questions or polls on social, you get more engagement. So that's another way that you go, I want to create engagement. Can I tell you a social strategy that I learned from a client of mine that I coach privately? And she was telling me about, it's called the birthday samples. You guys, this is gold. And I've shared it in my coaching group. So I'm going to give you a little peek into a sales strategy that you can use. But you know how on Facebook, it shows you when it's someone's birthday, right? And we're calling this the birthday sample strategy. It will show you that it's someone's birthday on Facebook. And if you're just paying attention, of course, LinkedIn will also tell you when it's someone's birthday. Instagram doesn't use that feature, but there's plenty of times someone's posting a picture of them or sharing, hey, my next trip around the sun. There's a lot of times that you're able to use this strategy. And again, what we're after is connection. That is needs to be the focus of when you go social media, and whether it's happening on a post or you're in messengers or DMs, you have the ability to connect with so many people online. So I'm going to share this and then we'll wrap this up, because again, this can turn into our entire session on social. But the birthday sample idea is, you notice that someone's, you look at your birthdays that come up on your list on Facebook. And if they're not current clients of yours or current customers or leaders in your doTERRA business, private message them and say, hey, happy birthday. I note something like to the effect of, happy birthday. I love to send people a little birthday gift sample for their birthday. And I'd love to send that out to you if you want to send me your address. And then they respond and they share their address. And then you may even say, I'm just curious, what's, two or three of your most pressing health needs, energy needs, or health concerns that you're facing, and I'll customize your sample package for you. Now, this can turn into a full production. So I have some clients, they'll send the messages. They have one day that they have them, put together. And they may not even ask for the specific, like, what's the health goals and needs. They may just send them, a sample bottle of orange and lemon and, peppermint and lavender with, again, pre-printed cards. You turn this into something that you systematize it. But it's a great way to create connection. And it's a great way that, again, is an open opportunity that you say, okay, but that's one option, right? But there's so many things that you can be doing on social. I would say, number one, we focus on good content, images, but ask more questions, create more polls, create ways where people, you invite them to engage with you. You're asking a specific question, gets so much more engagement than sometimes just the educational piece. But I think the educational pieces continue to establish that you're someone they can go to when they have the need. Andy, anything else you want to add to that, that you've thought about or what you've seen done well on social?
No, I think you nailed it. There were some great sessions at Leadership, because so many have shifted to online with the pandemic, they gave some really great pointers and tips. I remember one gal talked about the art of following, you can't just sit back and wait for people to like your posts. You have to lean in and actually proactively engage others. And so she gave a whole strategy around starting to like their posts, starting to comment on their posts, starting to ask them questions. And she even mentioned that a lot of professionals on social media, they hire ghosters, like people to go around and follow others for them on social. So I didn't know that was a thing. That was a takeaway for me.
Yeah. And I think what matters on that, can we just speak to that? Because you can buy followers. That's been around forever. You can buy followers. Yeah. So I think we focus less on how many followers do I have? And again, we focus on engagement.
Yeah.
Maybe you have 200 followers. You don't have 200,000.
Right.
But you're creating engagement. You're messaging them. You're following them, like Andy's saying, and you're showing up to comment on their posts and engage with them and support. That creates more dialogue. Is that when we see it as these are platforms for, to connect and to get into. I get messaged a lot about coaching, right? And so to me, that's just a door to take a conversation offline. When someone says, hey, I'm really curious about what you're up to. Great. Tell me a few things that you're wanting to work on. And we start engaging and we set up a time to talk or meet with my team or whatnot. So
yeah,
I just think that there's a lot of things that you can do with this. Just, it doesn't matter. You can really, again, get lost by, ooh, there's, I only have X followers or X likes. And it's like, yeah, I'd make it more about, I want to show up and have impact and create connection versus I need to get validated and or like the quantity amount with it.
Amen.
I will say this final thing, a teacher I really love about on social media that I think she's phenomenal with it and has a great podcast on all things social media is a woman named Jasmine Starr. And she has great content. Go to her website. She has such legit strategies and things. I've done some of her things where I even had one last fall that I heard it on her show, went and did it. And immediately I had a contract with a company that booked me to do a webinar in January. It was a full pay contract, you know, off this one strategy. And so there's a lot of good stuff that I think she's teaching as well.
Well, that helps so much. Thank you. That was tons of resources. I appreciate that. And Jasmine Starr.
Yeah, she's great.
Good stuff. Thanks for that question, Janet.
Andy, someone else, I saw this a while back, was asking, I think, tailing on the leadership, if you'd be willing to share some of your thoughts and feelings about being as a founder for you and Natalie.
Oh yeah. Yeah, man. The Founders Club, I think, is just so brilliant in every sense. Who wouldn't want to be a stockholder in doTERRA, right? Like, who doesn't want to ride that train? And being a founder is the closest thing that you'll ever have. It's basically like owning a share in the company because you'll get paid like you're a stockholder. And so what that's meant to me and Natalie is you're basically setting yourself apart as a pioneer. And they do Founders Club in every market, but in the US market, to be a pioneer here, it's hard to put into words. It's been really gratifying to feel like you're an important part of a bigger movement. You're a contributor to this movement, this company. And I know that I love what Brené Brown says about recognition. She's like, it's more important to give gold stars than to get them. So Founders Club to us, it's not as much about, you know, the recognition aspect of it. But I think Natalie and I both must have significance somewhere in our top five, because we are top 15. Because we want to make a difference. We want to be influencers. We want to leave a legacy. And so that's to me what being a founder means. You're willing to go before, you're willing to show up big, and that's going to make a ripple that will be felt for generations. So one of our builders, actually, he's family. Barry Crosby, he actually did a spreadsheet about how much you would earn from becoming a founder 2.0. And then the only way to get there, you'll have to build rank at the same time. So you'll at least get to platinum, if not probably diamond. And he showed in a spreadsheet how much you would earn from both. And the founder's bonus is just a cherry on top of what you'd be earning as a platinum or diamond. So like, how cool that doTERRA is willing to share in the profits they're generating forever as a way to say thank you. And that's it's once we get to that second billion in the US market, that bonus is $80,000 a year. And that's not a small thing. That's a really significant cherry that doTERRA is willing to throw on top of your other bonuses. So I don't know, some people love to go through the Leadership Magazine and take note of who's a whatever rank and who's a founder. That doesn't mean as much to us, but there is a certain amount of credibility that comes with that. You know, you notice that doTERRA had a lot of those founders present the new Founders 2.0 present at leadership. And so it also means stage time, and you'll have a bigger voice once you get to Founders 2.0. So there's no downside to going for Founders 2.0. It's nothing but impact, influence, compensation, and legacy. So we're super grateful. I'm grateful that Natalie was the one who had the vision and she jumped in and committed. And then for the next 10 years, we had builders come to us and say, gosh, if only I could be a founder. You know, I'm so sad that door is closed. Well, guess what? That door is open. And I'm so grateful that doTERRA has taken the time to really take a look at what matters. You know, they've tried incentive programs where it's purely based on enrollments, and those didn't have staying power. This does. This is, it's all about raising leaders, about finding builders. And so, yeah, who here is going to claim their spot? I love Dr. Christine is raising her hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm claiming my spot. Mm-hmm. So, so good.
I mean, I think part of just universal law is part of manifesting anything is first claiming it. It's like, I choose this, right? And I'm allowing it. And my two cents about it is, if you're already out in the field, why not at least work towards it? Whether it happens or doesn't happen, if you're working towards it, you're going to progress, you're going to grow, and you're going to make more money, have more influence, more impact. Is whether the title formally happens or not, mm-hmm. you're already in the trenches, you guys. Why not work towards it? Do you see what I mean? Like, hey, I'm out here. I might as well go for it. And it's one of those things that it's going to happen for many of you. If again, you're working towards it, it's just one of those things that I think our mindset evaluates, you know, gosh, is that possible? Is it going to happen? I don't know. Cause once I'm perfectly assured it can happen, then I'll go for it. It doesn't work like that. Most everything in this life has a faith principle to it, where you're moving in the direction of, and you're leaning into the faith of it. But whether it happens or doesn't happen, if you're progressing in that direction, you're going to see things increase for you. And isn't that what we want anyway? Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm just like a big believer of go for it. Might as well go for it. See, you know, and watch the magic happen.
Amen.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Anyone else have a comment or question today on Facebook? If you want to put in the comments or here on our Zoom on the chat box.
Lots of people raising their hand. Saying, I'm claiming my spot.
Claim that spot. Amen. Go read the book again, you guys. Will you all read or listen to this book in the next week? And then let's talk about it next Wednesday. Because it's a short read. And again, you could listen to it. It's a 2-hour thing on YouTube. The Game of Life and How to Play It. It's so good about manifesting what you desire. I'll do it with you. I'll read it. Andy,
amen.
On board. Okay, The Game of Life, How to Play It, Florence Shin, Shinn. You can find it on YouTube or you can read it.
Here's the YouTube link.
Yes. Is it a black and white video?
Yes.
Okay. Let's do it. Who's in the book club for the week? Or you're going to listen while you work or drive or whatever else you're up to.
So good.
So good.
Love this tribe.
Yes, yes, yes. Good stuff.
Oh, man. Any thoughts you want to bring us home on?
Well, I would love for you. You had a gathering at your house, right?
We had a watch party. Yes.
We had a watch party. So I know that you've got some good gems that you're thinking about for sure. Again, for me, I'm just really in this like cleansing vibe and the letting go and making room for new. One of my mentors used to say this phrase, you guys catch this. One of my mentors years ago would say, there's nothing missing in your life, which is a pretty big statement to make. You're kind of like, but we've actually hired you because we do want more in our life, you know, that we want more of something great. But he says, nothing's missing in your life. You simply must make room for it. And again, whether that's psychologically or physically, but everything's energy. And so maybe you choose to say, I'm going to put an hour into my space this week. I'm going to clean up my office, a closet, my car, or emotionally, I'm going to do some healing, cleansing work, some belief work, maybe an energy session. I'm going to do something towards this, like releasing, cleansing space to make room for the new. Because they go hand in hand, right? Like there's this ongoing balance in life. See it like a yin yang, right? Like part of our human experience is we're creating with intention, like to say, okay, I want something new. And I'm setting what we might call goals or affirmations. And I'm working on things to move in this new direction or to make this thing happen that I desire. And the other part of that, the other side of that, so there's this forward motion, this movement. And then there's also the other side of that is, yes, I'm moving towards this. And also, what am I letting go to make room for it? And sometimes in coaching, I see this happen regularly. I've seen it in my own life many times, but with coaching is sometimes it's not that you're missing anything. It's like the beach ball that's been submerged. And when we just release, whether it's some limiting beliefs or we make room for physical space for the new to show up, it's like you just have released that. So it pops, you know? So it's just that I know I already mentioned this, but that's really been resonant for me this week is coming back to this, like, ooh, what am I cleaning up? What am I cleansing, letting go of and seeing, you know, how that shows up. I had a plumber here at my house for 5 hours on Monday. So yeah, that's real fun. I live in an old home in Utah. I live in an area called Sugar House, and my home's on the historic register, built in 1928. This home has so much character, totally renovated on the inside. Well, apparently one of the gifts of owning an old home is I have tree roots from a massive tree in my front yard that's grown into the sewer line.
Oh
yeah. Isn't that fun?
So fun.
Oh, what fun. So literally we're talking about cleaning up and he's like, cause one of my downstairs bathroom was having a challenge and he was here and it was like digging out tree roots from my plumbing line. And I was like, oh, but I legit have been in this vibe of like, what do we need to cleanse and let go and how we address all of this. And I thought, isn't this funny? You know,
the universe delivers some truth to cleanse.
Yeah. So, but it's all good. I'm not stressed about it. It just is one of those things you go, okay, well, we'll address it. If there was a huge win for me, it was Monday when all of that was happening. And my mom, who is like on my payroll and she does a lot of my house management stuff and she, you know, does little things in that way. Well, she was handling it for me and the guy was here and I was like chatted and went and saw all this happening. And I was like, well, it is what it is. And I went and got back to work and like record, we got podcasts done and created a lot of content where I was like, you know, that's life. It's like stuff. So cleansing and cleaning is definitely up for me. So
love it.
Any last thought you want to leave us with this morning?
So we did have an awesome gathering and again, just always so good to gather in person and just be in the same space and to share this incredible mission together. We did a process at the very end, and I shared a story about a runner from Finland named Lasse Virran. And in the 1972 Olympics, he was running in fifth place, and he had a tangle with another runner, and he tripped and fell. So obviously, just devastating. What do you think most people would do at that point, right? They've worked so hard and they're face down on the ground. Most of us would quit, but he didn't. He actually got back up, and he not only finished the race, he finished first. He won that race. And so it begs the question, you know, if he hadn't tripped and fallen, would he have won? Did something about that experience create a space for him to be even more driven, more committed to his goal, and drive him harder and further than he would have gone? And that's what's going to happen for each of us. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. We have our trips and we have the face down in the arena moments. And I challenge each of us to take those experiences and to let them inspire us to rise up, to get back up, and to move forward, to be intentional and to be even more committed to our goals than we were before. Rather than taking it as a sign from the universe that we're not supposed to go there, take it as a sign that we are, that what stands in the way becomes the way. So we had a really cool experience after that too, where everybody got to take their goal and write it on a little wooden egg and then climb up the ladder and place it in the nest in our tree that we have in our event space. So anyone who comes to our next event, you'll get to experience that same thing. So Nathan and I are getting really excited about having more events and hosting them in our new place. So yeah, that's what's up for me, and just the clarity that we believe in you. We believe in this generation of builders that was prepared for this time and this season to rise up as leaders and shine and to not just cross the finish line, but to win. So we love you and we believe in you. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will look forward to seeing you next week.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sandy. I love those thoughts. Thanks, everyone.